Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon.
Holy Ghost and fire, he's still alive. Holy Ghost and fire, he's still alive. This morning, he's still alive. He woke me up this morning, he's still alive. He woke me up this morning, he's still alive. I feel it all over me. It feels like a fire shut up in my bones. It feels like a fire shut up in my bones. It feels like fire shut up in my bones. I feel it all over me.
That was from the Johnson Family recorded album of the same name, Holy Ghost and Fire. Praise the Lord, my friends. Welcome to tonight's program. Thanks for tuning in. Be an informed Christian as you listen to the Prophecy News Behind the News on Signs of the Times International Radio, hosted by yours truly, Brother Johnson, God's watchman, called and ordained by God, not men, called by God's own voice. I'll have to tell you that story again sometime. Speaking to the remnant of God and the peoples of the earth, the last day signs, the end times are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Now for tonight's last days, end times, quick Bible study, King James Version, Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Watchman comment. That word teaching means to hold discourse with others in order to instruct them, which is exactly what Yahweh has called me to do on this program, what I call the true truth. The word command means to order, to command, to be done as Yahweh has commanded by Yahweh's own voice. And that speaks of me as I obey with all my heart as a preacher of one of the world's largest churches. Watchman Nee has said, I pray and I obey. The rest of the verse, verse 20, speaks of the last day of this present age, the day Christ will return from heaven, raise the dead, hold the final judgment, and perfect his kingdom. And forever and ever and ever, an unbroken age, completion, consummation, end. Hallelujah, amen. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. Enough said, get right and get ready. Amen, and amen, and amen. Bless you, my friends.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends.
2:5.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, what shalt thou say unto the children? I am.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
let there be light.
Yea, saith God. Did I not tell you last summer that the winds would strengthen and that disaster would come from them? You did not pay attention, but will you pay attention now as the summer begins and has not even started yet, and you are already seeing the winds strengthening to a strength never seen before? You are seeing tornadoes move out of their normal places. I come as a warning to you, saith God, for the time is short and the end is near. Look not to man to help you with these things. Look not to man to stop the things that are happening upon the earth. He cannot do it. But look to me, saith the Lord.
See the signs. Understand the signs. Be not fearful of the things that will now come. Far greater than what you've seen in the past. You'll see many more tornadoes, earthquakes, flooding, forest fires, drought, the cost of food rising higher and higher and higher. It is that hour, it is that time, and I only have a remnant, that will walk with my word, saith your Father God.
My, are you ready? Are you prayed up? Now, tonight's True Truth Prophecy Quick Bible Study from the King James Version. On this program, as I always say, you get the true truth right from God's holy word. Certainly not the doctrines of men. Acts chapter 3, verse 24, King James Version. Yea, and all the prophets from Samuel, and those that follow after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. Watchman comment, since we are in the New Testament, we are interpreting the Greek. And in the Greek writings, a prophet was an interpreter of oracles or of other hidden things. A prophet was one who was moved by the Spirit of God, and therefore was Yahweh's spokesman, solemnly declaring to men what the prophet had received by inspiration of Yahweh, especially concerning future events, and in particular those that related to the cause of the kingdom of God and, of course, to human salvation. The prophets were men filled with the Spirit of God, just as they are today, those who by God's authority and command in words of weight plead the cause of God and urge men unto salvation. Prophets today, like myself, Brother Johnson, who are moved by the Holy Spirit to speak, having power to instruct, comfort, encourage, rebuke, convict, and stimulate their hearers. I also tell you of the last days you live in, as this verse commands. Hallelujah, amen. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. The time is short, the day of Christ is at hand. Amen and amen. So get right and get ready. My friends Kevin and Tanya from Ohio obeyed the Spirit of the Lord, and they are our WOW, W-O-W, Walk on Water sponsors for tonight's program. Father, please, Lord, God, I pray, bless Kevin and Tanya, and thank you, Lord, for touching their hearts, and also, Father, touch the hearts of all the listeners here tonight, Lord, that they might have an ear to hear, amen and amen. Let's pull some right out of the fire tonight. Luke chapter 24, verses 47 and 48. And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. These were the instructions of Jesus just before he was carried up into heaven. Verse 52. Now the prophecy news behind the news, with my Spirit-filled and Spirit-led biblical perspective, you only get on Signs Radio Programming. Watchman Shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
In the last days, we have begun to see unrest in our society, and in the last few months, our new administration has begun to take the United States in a direction that our founding fathers never seemed to have imagined. This week, we saw over 1 million people gather at different parts of the nation to voice their displeasure to the socialistic nature of our new president. There were many warnings prior to the election about the direction that Obama would try to take this country in, but not many listened, did they? Continuing. Petrus Romanus, the false prophet, and Antichrist are here. Catholic experts say the title Peter the Roman is potent in that it indicates the last pope may satisfy the desires of Rome and his dominionist pals in America by reviving an authoritarian Babylonian state religion. On this order, the man who in 2002 correctly predicted that the pope succeeding John Paul II would be named Benedict XVI, Ronald L. Conte Jr., believes the next pope will take the name Pius XIII. and that Peter the Roman implies this pope will reaffirm the authority of the Roman pontiff over the church and will emphasize the supremacy of the Roman Catholic faith and the Roman Catholic Church above all other religions and denominations, and its authority over all Christians and all peoples of the world. To this, Conte adds, during the reign of Pope Peter the Roman, the great apostasy begins, and this pope will mark the first part of the tribulation during our generation. Watchman comment, well, I have to disagree with him there, as it will not mark the first part of the tribulation, but what most call the second part of the tribulation. If the next pope is what is called the Black Pope or Petrus Romanus, which translated from Latin, of course, means Peter the Roman. Continuing. Watchman warning, my friends, be very cautious of those who write articles and others who are coming from a philosophical, worldly view, even if they quote the Bible. I warn you sternly they are mixing Bible and philosophy, and that is coming from an evil spirit who has orders from Satan himself to confuse and steal souls. Many such writers and speakers are deceived themselves as they pass on their divisive teachings that they themselves have been taught by other deceivers, much of which is contrary to sound true truth Bible teaching. Amen. Galatians chapter 6 verses 6 through 8. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Continuing. FDA okays laser dazzlers for cops. The FDA recently approved the first laser dazzler, a non-lethal weapon once reserved for warfare, for use by local law enforcement and the Coast Guard. The Glare Enforcer, G-L-A-R-E Enforcer, uses a pulsing laser beam to temporarily blind subjects with no risk of killing them. Watchman comment. But they aren't telling you what it might do. There will be some who are permanently blinded by this device. The prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman, has spoken. Continuing. USA, FBI says, use a fake name, lose your Fourth Amendment rights. Using a fake name is not a crime in most cases, but do you think doing so means forfeiting your Fourth Amendment rights? The Department of Justice, DOJ, is arguing that it does in a case of a man purchasing a cell phone plan using a fake name and address of a deceased individual. Authorities traced his phone's location without a warrant, an action that was deemed unconstitutional in court. But the DOJ is saying since a fake name was used to obtain the plan and device, there was no need for a warrant. Watchman comment. Do you believe my warnings now? Continuing. Well, let me give you another watchman warning. Billions of engineered nanoparticles in foods and pharmaceuticals are ingested by humans daily, and a new Cornell research study warns they may be more harmful to health than previously thought. High-intensity short-term exposure to the particles initially blocked iron absorption, whereas longer-term exposure caused intestinal cell structures to change, allowing for a compensating uptick in iron absorption. Watchman comment, you see, as you ingest this iron, it is digested and absorbed through the intestines. Therefore, the change is important in the intestines. Continuing, the researchers use commercially available 50 nanometer polystyrene carbon E-related particles that are generally considered safe for human consumption. But the report also said there may be more subtle effects that we need to worry about sometime in the future when we really truly know that they are something to worry about. Continuing.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
Why is the world suddenly having so many disaster stimulation drills? Besides the new Madrid quake drill in the U.S., the latest exercise involved several nations and was hosted by San Diego University. Exercise 24, called X-24, Mexico, is the third of a primarily virtual open invitation humanitarian assistance and disaster relief, HADR, exercise. Participants included Department of Homeland Security, Office of Health Affairs, NORAD, NORTHCOM, U.S. Customs and Border Protection, Global Borders College, Mexican Army and Navy, Mexico Federal Police, Vietnam Ministry of Defense, India National Disaster Management Agency, World Shipping Council, Red Cross, Pacific Disaster Center, and others. Watchman Comet, do you believe my warnings now? Continuing. The silent famine pandemic sweeping the planet. A quarter of young children around the world are not getting enough nutrients to grow properly, and 300 die of malnutrition every hour, according to a new report that lays bare the effects of the global food crisis. Watchman Comet, you just heard Brother Evans prophesy about the food crisis. Continuing, there are 170 million children aged under 5 whose development has been stunted by malnutrition because of the lack of food for them and their breastfeeding mothers, and the situation is getting significantly worse, according to new research. Over the past 5 years, the price of food has soared across the globe thanks to extreme weather conditions, diverting farmland to grow biofuels, speculative trading of food commodities, and the global financial crisis. Continuing, a baker's dozen of signs that the Nazification of America is almost complete or in full gear. Number one, Nazi Germany was a totalitarian Big Brother police state that consistently monitored everything that Nazi citizens did. Number two, in Nazi Germany, authorities could stop you and search you at any time and for any reason. Number three, under Adolf Hitler, there were massive increases in government spending. Where have we heard that one? Number four, under Hitler, taxes are raised dramatically in order to pay for Social Security programs. Another one we heard of. Number five, in Nazi Germany, the health care system was taken over by the government. Oh, boy, there's another one. Number six, under Adolf Hitler, abortion was made safe and legal in Germany. Oh, boy. Number seven, in Nazi Germany, education was nationalized and God was kicked out of schools. My, oh my, these are familiar, aren't they? Number eight, Adolf Hitler fully embraced the theory of evolution. Number nine, under Adolf Hitler, the state started taking over the job of child care. Number 10, in Nazi Germany, it became fashionable to mock Christians and the Christian faith. Number 11, under Adolf Hitler, sexual promiscuity was actually encouraged. Well, boy, I guess we're hearing that today, aren't we? Number 12, once the Nazis took power, they rapidly implemented gun control legislation, and later on, they took all guns away from the populace. And you've heard me say that a number of times. That's coming in America. And lastly, number 13, under Adolf Hitler, society became very highly militarized. My, the last day signs, the end times. They sure are here. Continuing, drought summit as rivers in England dry up. Anglican Water said some reservoir levels are 20% lower than normal. One visible sign of an impending drought is the River Kennet in Wiltshire, which has dried up completely west of Marlborough. Many rivers in southeast England have also dried up. This is a fulfillment of this prophecy I spoke a while back.
Yea, saith the Lord, the heat that has affected so many areas will continue. And not only will it continue, it will increase. It will also increase to other areas that will also become affected. The drought shall come in these areas. You will see the lakes, the reservoirs, the ponds, and the streams reduce in size. Some streams to a trickle, others will dry up. And in all this shall come contamination of the waters, saith the Lord.
Was that a fulfillment, or was it not a fulfillment? Of course it was. For all you skeptics who say Brother Johnson is not a prophet, it sure was a fulfillment, which is the sign of a prophet. Continuing. Pro-lifers arrested for praying. Six people peacefully protested the Obama administration's mandate requiring employers to provide contraceptives, sterilization, and abortion-producing drugs by kneeling in prayer in front of the White House, and they quickly were arrested and taken away by U.S. Park Police. Occupy Wall Street protesters, on the other hand, have been occupying federal property for months. But when we kneel in prayer on federal property, the police are called in and we are arrested. Meaning us Christians, said one of the protesters. Continuing, a federal judge has ordered a Central Missouri school district to stop using its internet filtering software to restrict access to educational websites about gay, lesbian, and transgender issues. Watchman comment, now according to that judge, it is okay to expose your kids right in school to perversion. Can't help but wonder if that judge was a homosex. Continuing. As if we needed a reminder that America has a unique two-party system, the evil party and the stupid party, Republican House Speaker Boehner, I always call him Boehner, I don't know, how, I guess it's pronounced Bonner, has provided it yet again. He recently blocked a floor vote on a bill that could have created a million or more jobs and at no cost to taxpayers. The Legal Workforce Act, H.R. 2885, would have required all employers to use the federal E-Verify program to identify fake or stolen Social Security numbers used by illegal voters. Continuing. A stunning ruling from the state Supreme Court in Alabama is suggesting that states simply reject the concept of pre-viability abortion at will that comes from Roe versus Wade until the U.S. Supreme Court overrules the precedent. Well, hallelujah! Continuing, saying, since Roe was decided in 1973, advances in medical and scientific technology have greatly expanded our knowledge of prenatal life. Watchman comment, in other words, it shows a baby is a human being, not some glob of flesh. Amen and amen. Watchman Shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
Stay tuned, my friends, for another True Truth quick Bible study and live call-ins, letters, or both, as the program finishes. Dear friends, please pray about taking the time to write me this week, if you would. And when you do, please also pray, if you would, about including a WOW, Walk on Water, love offering, no matter how small, to meet the need to help keep Signs on the air. There's always a need. The bills never stop coming in from the radio stations. Believe you me. Sometimes I hate to go to the mailbox, especially at the first of the month. Sending cash is the easiest way for small offerings. Just wrap it up so it cannot be seen through the envelope. Then pray over it and send it. Be a big help, my friends. Small offerings add up together to sponsor one program, as well as large offerings sponsoring one program. And you will be blessed by helping keep Signs on the air. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Please write Signs, spelled S-I-G. N-S-P-O, Box 122, Town is Lyle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York, just abbreviate N-Y, Zip 13797. That address repeats in a moment for you to check what you wrote down. The Bible is how we live free in an unfree world. Now for tonight's ending True Truth quick Bible study from the King James Version. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13. Now the blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when you see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be on you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. My friends, in this passage of Scripture, anyone under the sign of the blood was spared. The sign of deliverance for the ancient Israelites was spelled Alf Vav Tav in ancient Hebrew letters, speaking of the sign of blood on doorposts and lintel. And in the Hebrew, it also clearly spells out leader, nail, and cross. Isn't that interesting? Just as blood on the doorpost was the only sign of deliverance for Israel, the cross of the Messiah, Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, is the only sign of deliverance from eternal death for all mankind today. The sign for us today was Christ's death, burial, and subsequent resurrection. This is a proof positive, a true truth, that we also can enter into that resurrection at the last day. Acts chapter 4, verse 12, King James Version. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Luke chapter 20, verse 30. And many other signs truly did Jesus do in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. So, get right and get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now, a preached altar call in a church service by Brother Ralston.
To turn to the Lord Jesus Christ now, cry out to him and ask for his help. God does not turn anyone away who comes to him believing in him.
Thank you, Brother Ralston. I pray they heeded your words. Please tune in again to Signs International Radio, my friends. For when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and your Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days we live in. Instead, you will be blessed. So as I always say, get right and get ready. What? You say that you are saved and Jesus is your Lord, but you're still afraid? Are you sure you have both feet into heaven? Are you sure you had both feet when you prayed, ready to go to heaven? My. Won't hurt for you to do it again, will it? Romans chapter 10, verse 9, look it up. Please tune in for a fresh program this coming Saturday on frequency 4840 at 9 p.m. Eastern. That's 4840. Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. You calculate your time for another fresh Signs Prophecy News Behind the News program. Brand spanking new, ready for you. Here's a very interesting letter from my friend Mark. I found this in my Strong's Concordance. What don't people understand? Strong's 3050, YAHH, or YAH, YAW, means the same. YAH, the sacred name, YAH, the Lord, and most vehement. Brother Mark. And I'm not sure where Brother Mark is from. I didn't keep his address. And another, it's good always to hear Brother Johnson. Pick you up on shortwave. All other times I use the internet. God bless, Brother Johnson. Mike, Cincinnati, Ohio. And another one. Brother Johnson, thank you for all of your labors in his vineyard. And a thank you to all of your local friends that help you. God bless, Kevin and Tanya, Ohio. And another, Brother Johnson, please use this gift to help keep your ministry on the air. Thank you for your work and effort to enlighten and inform the world. Al in Wisconsin. Thank you, Brother Al, for your generous gift to help keep Signs on the air, and especially for your uplifting comments. Though I didn't mention it, the others also gave offerings, and I bless them for it. Maranatha. Thanks for tuning in tonight to Signs Radio, my friends, and thank you for letting me have a little fun. This program is here to be a blessing to you, and the joy of the Lord is my strength. And yours also. I make the effort to do the research for you, so will you make the effort to write or call to bless me back? I'll be looking forward to receiving your phone call or your letter in Post Office Box 122 this week. Oh, yes, let's repeat that address. S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box 122, L-I-S-L-E-N-Y, 13797. Now, my virtual recorder number, slow enough for you to dial, even as I say it, if you just pick up the phone and get ready. Please tell me your state and how well you could hear tonight's program. That's very important. I need to know your state because it helps me to know you are listening and where you're listening, and it keeps Science Radio on the air. If you get a busy signal, please hit your redial until you get through. I'd sure appreciate it. I only have one line. That's all I can afford. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Repeating a little faster. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks, my friends. I sure appreciated you being here on the radio with me tonight. Remember, you are loved.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Please pray about sending your WOW, W-O-W, Walk on Water offering this week. Thanks, my friends. Be awesomely blessed. Maranatha, Watchman Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.